And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We received the news today that world-renowned brewmaster Joseph Awades died last week. He was 86 years old. The biochemist is most famous and infamous for inventing light beer in the 1970s. He was also a pioneer and a guru in the microbrewery business. Awades is credited with creating the formulas for Samuel Adams, Pete's Wicked Ale, and Foggy Bottom Beer, among others. And he was a consultant to numerous breweries. To quote his widow, Ruth, he was called the godfather of the brewing industry. Garrett Oliver is a brewmaster, is the brewmaster at the Brooklyn Brewery, author of The Brewmaster's Table. He joins us by phone from Brooklyn, and nice of you to be with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us the story of how light beer came about.
Well, light beer, Joe Awades originally put this together. He was a relatively young chemist working for, I believe it was called the Gablinger's Brewery, back in the mid to late 60s, and came up with Gablinger's Diet Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, nobody wanted diet beer. And it went away pretty quickly, but he ended up giving that beer recipe away to a friend of his who worked for Meisterbrau at the time. Meisterbrau was then bought by the Miller Brewing Company, and Miller came out with it in I think 1975, and it became a big hit.
So he figured out how to do it. He just didn't figure out how to market it.
Exactly.
Huh. But then he went on to be, as we said, this great consultant. If he's doomed to the hell of beer drinkers for inventing light beer, certainly gets a lot of points for helping in the microbrew business.
Well, yeah, Joe has a unique position within the history of brewing because he's really the kind of person who has bridged the old school of American brewing, or like the middle school, if you like, from the post-war period up until the period where microbreweries started to arrive. And really, because he was one of the people around who was willing to work on these things, but still had the great depth and background of knowledge going back into the 40s and 50s, he was the perfect person to help formulate a lot of the beers that some of us are familiar with today.
Why? What was his special talent?
Well, what he particularly had going for him was he had a very wide view of what beer was and what it could be. You know, he could be certainly curmudgeonly about it, and he had a very commercial idea of beer, so he would listen to people about what it was they wanted to do, the flavors they wanted to have, and think about how he was going to create it. I mean, you have to realize that in brewing in the United States, in the year 1900, we had 48 breweries just in Brooklyn. Now, by 1974, there were only 40 breweries left in the whole country. So we had a horrible period in American brewing and American food where everything just got completely wiped out, and we had nothing but, you know, sort of supermarket white bread, and we had the mass market beer. He was able basically to think about flavor at a time when people didn't think about flavor, and the big brewers, by and large, still don't. But he would put in caramelized flavors and roasted flavors and things like this. And you have to remember, these are flavors that the big brewers had pretty much completely forgotten about.
And he was able to do that and I'm sure address people with what are, in retrospect, some pretty crazy ideas about how to market it.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, I heard him, you know, once say that, you know, Zima, which is
the clear beer,
It's a strange candy flavored thing, made from malt, made by Coors, and but you know, he thought it was a great idea, and you know, so he had a very wide idea of what one could do. When he did think sometimes like a chemist, I mean, he didn't think there were any secrets out there, and I guess in some ways there aren't when it comes to beer. But I think that there is a pretty big difference between mainstream beers and the craft beers that really he helped put back on the map in the United States with the formulation of Samuel Adams.
Garrett Oliver, thanks very much for joining us today to remember Joseph Awades, who died last week. We just heard news of the death today. He was 86 years old. By the way,
a pint to his memory, you can be sure.
All right. How did you get to work today, by the way?
I live in Brooklyn, and I work in Brooklyn, so I drove to the brewery.
You drove to the brewery. All right.
Yes.
Thanks very much, and good luck getting home.
All right, thanks.
Garrett Oliver is the brewmaster at the Brooklyn Brewery and author of The Brewmaster's Table, and joined us by phone from his brewery there in Brooklyn. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.